Good day. This week we are looking at how we can get through trials. And we saw on day one that we need to be of good cheer. We saw on day two we need to be of good cheer. We saw on day three that we need to be of good cheer. And my tip for number four in how to get through a trial is be of good cheer. In John 16:33, Jesus said this. He said, "These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." You know, I want to just remind you of yesterday's devotion, that we need to stop complaining, questioning, grumbling when we are going through trials. But look at the context that Jesus, Apostle Paul, Peter, and James have all spoken about. When we are going through trials, it's not personal. These things are just common to everybody. And through all of these things, we can begin to rejoice, knowing that God is our help in a present time of need, and he's the one who's going to lead us through. In Psalm 5, verse 11, it says, "But let all who take refuge and put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, because you cover and shelter them. Let those who love your name be joyful and exult in you." In the midst of a trial, you can exalt the Lord. You can begin to rejoice. You can be of good cheer. In Psalm 34, from verse 17 to 18, it says this, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles." So I like what it's saying in verse 17 here. He's saying that the Lord rescues the righteous from all their troubles, not some of their troubles. But no matter what your trouble is, the Lord will rescue you from all of them. In verse 18, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The afflictions of the righteous are many, but the Lord rescues him from them all." So he's saying in this portion of scripture that there are righteous people, that's you and I who are believers, who've been made righteous in Jesus, that we are going to have troubles and that we are going to experience afflictions. It's saying many are the afflictions of the righteous. So you are not exempt from trial and tribulation just because you're a Christian. No, you are going to experience trial and affliction because you live in a fallen world. But I love what it's saying to us here in Psalm chapter 34. If you're going through a trial, those who are righteous, it's saying, can cry out in the midst of a trial. And number one, the Lord will hear you. That's what he's saying. In the midst of a trial, when you cry out to God as a righteous son and daughter of God, you've got to know in your heart, God hears you. Secondly, the Bible says here that he rescues those who are righteous from all of their troubles. So no matter what trouble you're experiencing right now, when you cry out to God, he's going to rescue you. Then thirdly, it says here, the Lord is close to those who are crushed and brokenhearted. If your heart has been broken because of a trial, a circumstance, and a tribulation, if you're feeling crushed in spirit, if you're feeling down, I want you to know the Bible says here that the Lord is close to you, that he is near to you. He hasn't deserted you. He hasn't forsaken you. And then fourthly, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he rescues those who are righteous from all of those afflictions. Again, it's not some of them, but all of them. I want you to take courage. Count it all joy. Begin to offer up a sacrifice of praise and begin to trust in God as the source of your help. The Bible says that he has never left you. He will never leave you. He has never deserted you. He has never forsaken you. You can cry out to God. He hears you and he's going to deliver and rescue you because you are crying out to the one who is the source of your help. Rejoice today if you're going through a trial, knowing that God is the one who's going to get you through. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.